B'tochen for life, shiur number 36, Sunday, Parshas Tzav. We received a special request from one of our listeners that we should discuss, particularly in the current situation, the fact that people are home with their children, with no cleaning help, and it's difficult to make Pesach. And more than that, people are nervous, there's not going to be enough food for Yom Tov, not going to be enough chicken and meat. People are getting scared and nervous. How do we view this situation through a B'tochen standpoint? So number one, in the current situation, we have to start with the truth. One thing that the coronavirus did for Klal Yisrael is it brought out the truth. And everyone started realizing what's really important and what's not important. So the first answer to this question is not going to work for many people. But the truth is that it's the truth. And it's something important that we have to know. But again, if it doesn't work for you, we will, Amir Tzashem, give more ways to approach this scenario. But let's say the truth. The truth is that the Chayvus Halavos says that a person does not have to do any mitzvahs. Let me repeat that again. A person is not expected to accomplish any mitzvahs. You know why, says the Chayvus Halavos? Because it's not up to you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents a person from fulfilling a mitzvah, so how could the person be mechuyev to actually accomplish the mitzvah if it's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop him? So obviously, the main part of the mitzvah, Zok the Chayvus Halavos, is not to actually fulfill the mitzvah, but to make the decision and to choose to try your best to do the mitzvah. And that's how we have to approach every single mitzvah, especially the mitzvah of Pesach, in this current situation, which is difficult. Our job is not to make Pesach. Our job is to try to make Pesach. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we're going to be able to, or we won't. Now, like we said before, this is not going to work for many people. But this is the truth. The truth is, every single mitzvah, the mitzvah is not the accomplishment of the mitzvah. Let's take Pesach, for example. The reason why people do chumras, and if they don't do, and if they're not able to fulfill their chumras, they feel bad about it, is because they're not really serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're serving themselves. And they feel second rate if they can't fulfill the chumras the way they want to do it. So if this year gets more difficult, and they can't do every chumra that they usually want to do, they feel second rate. That is because they are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are serving themselves. And it makes them feel better if they're able to fulfill Pesach the way they perceive Pesach. But if we take a step back and we realize that we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He put us in this situation. So yes, if we're able to do chumras, and it won't stop us from having menuchas and nefesh, then we can try to do whatever we can do. But the main thing is a person has to be b'menuchas and nefesh. B'tochen, the Chayvus Halavos says, is menuchas and nefesh. And a person has to realize that if your chumras are taking away your menuchas and nefesh, it's not worth it. Try your best, because that's your job. Your job is to try your best. If you tried your best, you're going to get schar as if you fulfilled the mitzvah. This is the truth. In every mitzvah, in every situation, a person should never get stressed about a mitzvah, because just like in anything in life, all you have to do is try and do your hishtadlus. By mitzvahs, it's the same thing. Now, you have to be careful that the Yetzirah doesn't trick you and say you tried your best. Okay, so a person has to be objective about it. But if you objectively try your best, you do not have to accomplish. All you have to do is try. And if you try, it's avodas Hashem to the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like somebody else that's able to fulfill it completely. So this is the truth. The truth is, our job in this world is not accomplishments. Our job in this world is to try. And if we tried, we fulfilled HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin completely, without missing anything. Because the main thing is to try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly.